everybody. Welcome back to Imagine This, Episode 5. I'm your host, Kat.
And I'm your co-host, Gavin. I didn't know I was going to be intro'd, guys.
Yeah, and this week's episode is all about the main event, Imagine Cup, I should say, on March 31st. So very soon, coming up, and Gavin and I are here to tell you everything that you need to know to get ready for the main event. Gavin, you want to talk a little bit more about how Imagine Cup started?
Awesome. So specifically, Imagine Cup is Microsoft's student technology competition. It was made up 14 years ago, and we've got representatives from over 200 countries competing for their country's cred, first and foremost, as well as $50,000 for their startup idea. The finals will be held in San Francisco during Build, which is Microsoft's big dev conference. 15 students from across the country will battle it out to win one of three categories: innovation, world citizenship, and gaming.
Yeah, I've actually judged a couple of the games category myself. So
awesome.
Very, very cool submissions and seeing what all the students came up with. It's brilliant. A lot of very, very fun games. And this week's Feet on the Street, we actually have someone, excuse me, we actually have someone from last year to talk about more about like his experience for Imagine Cup. His name's Ethan Kaiser. He was from StudyTree, and so he'll be able to tell you guys his experience about how he won and his team and kind of more about Imagine Cup. So take a listen.
We see the future of education being more like AI-based, where, for example, we're pretty much building a machine that can just take in data about a user and then create a study schedule for them. So, for example, you know, if I have an exam coming up on Friday and it says, you know, I did pretty good on topic A and B, but topic C and D, I'm struggling, it might say, the system might say, hey, you're struggling with these two topics, your exam's on Friday. Let's create a review session with you and three other students, and we're going to have a tutor come and identify that one problem. And this is something that could have happened in the past, but it was impossible to scale it to the entire university. But with our solution now, we can create this like dynamic community of people studying together, learning together, collaborating together, and then all this data that's being generated from outside the classroom has never had universities have never had access to before. So now universities can start to see, what does study time look like compared to a grade? And this is something completely innovative and on the bleeding edge of possibilities. And the whole process itself is an experience. And anywhere from actually flying out to Silicon Valley to meeting teams, talking to the judges, you know, it gives you that experience that, you know, it's hard. It's actually, these are acquired skills. You know, you learn entrepreneurship by doing entrepreneurship, by going to these events, by talking to venture capitalists. And this just gave me kind of a head start for the rest of where my company was going to go for the future. It was definitely a preliminary to later success. We won the U.S. Imagine Cup, and the experience of that was phenomenal, giving us a lot of visibility from more universities reaching out to us because we were ed tech, or we are ed tech, and to just having a larger network. Growing your network is extremely important with entrepreneurship and connecting yourself with people who can later help you further your idea and, you know, accomplish your goals. As a young entrepreneur, I didn't even understand at the time when I was in the Imagine Cup. So the crucial parts of the Imagine Cup that really helped me the most, yeah, I can't deny the money was good too that we won. But I also have to say, losing in the global finals might have been the biggest significant benefit to StudyTree. And then again, I don't know the alternative universe if we would have won, but I'll just, from my sanity, I'll say, because we lost, we learned so much about our product, where we were missing so many critical points. Like, we knew there was a problem. Again, identifying the problem is easy. But the solution, you know, we were on the right track, but we didn't actually have, like, a perfectly succinct solution that would work and be very scalable. So I think losing the global competition put us in a position to really analyze where we were as a company and as a team. And you know, we made some modifications and I made some changes. And now, like I said before, I think getting the criticism, the feedback, finding out where our flaws were, revamping, iteration, and now we're at a part where we have something very, very cool, very innovative. And I think those are the major key takeaways from the Imagine Cup.
Awesome. So there you guys have it, right? It was super cool. Now, if you weren't planning to already, go ahead and make sure that you mark the date, March 31st, right, Kat?
Yep, that is correct.
Awesome. March 31st, tune into the event, see who wins it, see what sort of innovative tools and really cool hacks these guys are making, and be sure to like stay on it and get ready to participate for next year if you're a student. If you're not a student, you can watch.
Yes. And go to imaginecup.com/USA, and that way you'll be able to watch the live stream and check out all the cool updates that are happening.
Which she said. Mic drop.
Mic drop. Invisible mic drop. Invisible. All right. Drop. So have a great week. Tune in. And we will see you on the next episode of Imagine This.
Bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.